We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And Reese, we are back. John Marks, Ike Reese. Today's program brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Chickies and Pete's now hiring at all locations, full and part-time. Just click chickiesandpizza.com/careers. We will have somebody to straighten us out on the Lindros deal. I may have missed a few details there, Ike. But that's coming up. Elliot Short Parks joins us right now, though. Our Eagles reporter, the Go Birds podcast. Got to listen to it. ESP, what's up?
Yo, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
What's up, ESP?
I hope you're not counting on me to clear that Lindros contract detail up there for you.
I am not. I will go to Dave in Folsom after you're off to do that. But I will ask you to clear this up. Ike and I are in a disagreement. I'm expecting Devontae Smith this year to have a Justin Jefferson-ish type year for the Eagles. I'm not afraid to say it. He's going to have 1,000 yards. He's going to have 80-plus catches. He's going to have 7 touchdowns. I think that's what you can expect. That's how good of a player he can be year one. Do you agree?
80-plus catches is a lot. I mean, look, I don't think – I'm definitely more on your side, I would say, than Ike. Because if you look at last year, first of all, he's going to get a ton of opportunity this year. He's going to be the number one receiver.
Is he?
Yeah, because, well, look at last year. Greg Ward was their number one targeted receiver.
The times have changed. What about Jalen Reagor?
The guys that they counted on last year are not going to be here this year. So there is a ton of opportunity. He's not walking onto a team that already has, like, Amari Cooper or CeeDee Lamb. I mean, there are targets for the taking on this Eagles roster, and I think that his game sets up perfectly to allow him to take advantage of that. I mean, he's not a guy that is just going to go deep. Like, Jalen Waddle, if they had Waddle, he would have been in my opinion, a DeSean Jackson-type role where he's not getting a ton of targets, but the targets he gets are down the field and they're meaningful. I think Devontae Smith could come in. He could do a little bit of that. He can win over the middle. I think he's going to get a lot of touches. So, look, 1,000 yards, 80 catches, and 6 or 7 touchdowns, those are obviously huge numbers for a rookie receiver, but I definitely think he's going to come in here and have a big year.
See, then we do agree. See, sometimes when you make a good football rational take, you wind up on the same side that I'm on. You didn't jump out there and say, yeah, he's over 80 catches, over 1,000 yards. You're right in pocket with me, ESP.
Well, but I think he's going to have a huge year, though. I mean, I haven't heard your side, but it sounds like you don't think that. I mean, I think the opportunity is there for the taking for him.
No, I personally said I would expect 700-800 yards, you know, get 5-6 touchdowns, because I actually do believe it has less to do with Devontae Smith, and it has more to do with what type of offense are we going to run? Is Sirianni going to allow for Jalen Hurts to throw the ball X amount of times, meaning close to 40 as opposed to closer to 30? And then secondly, the development of Jalen Hurts at the quarterback position and the development of Jalen Reagor at the position as well. He's also going to be a guy who's at least already gone through the gauntlet of playing wide receiver at this level and hopefully will be much better than he was last year, starting with confidence. So if nothing else, I do believe Devontae Smith will be a productive wide receiver, nothing close to being a bust as a wide receiver. He's going to get his opportunities. I just want to set realistic expectations, because then the next thing you know is if he isn't Justin Jefferson, guess what we're saying? He was taken 10th. Justin Jefferson was taken 23rd. Look at the type of year he had. Well, Devontae Smith should be getting 1,400 yards and 8 touchdowns and should be a Pro Bowl wide receiver. And that's unrealistic to me.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. On the Jalen Hurts thing, it'll be really interesting to see how much he does throw the ball, because what we do know look, just covering the Eagles for as long as I have and following them, I mean, Jeffrey Lurie loved to throw the ball. And then there was reporting this offseason about them mad about with Doug Peterson for not throwing it enough. So on one hand, I mean, I do think it's only fair to Jalen Hurts to, in what's essentially his rookie year, to not have him go out
right.
and throw it 40 times a game. But I do think he's a very talented quarterback. I thought he showed a lot of promise last year as a passer. And that's what Sirianni's going to want to do. It's what the owner is going to want him to do. So I do think that even though it might not be in his best interest, you will see him, throw it a ton next season.
Here's the thing that I would say with Jalen. How often did he make those great throws from the pocket? How many of those throws were secondary, third sort of moves where he ran around for a minute, he escaped to his left, escaped to his right, he's able to move the pocket, then make those throws. When they force Jalen Hurts to stay in the pocket and throw the ball, and I say they, I mean defensively, when he couldn't find escape lanes, it didn't look as pretty.
Well, nor was it as accurate.
Huh?
I actually thought his best throw of the season was from the pocket. That touchdown he had against the Saints where, if I'm not mistaken, he definitely was in the pocket. He got hit as he threw it.
The back shoulder throw to Alshon, yeah.
Yeah, that I thought was an out.
That's also a one-read throw.
Yeah, well, look, he's got to grow as a passer. There's no denying that. I mean, essentially what – I know last year was his rookie year, but I think coming into this season – it's fair to view it as a rookie year. It'll be the first time he gets an offseason, a training camp, and all those things. But you are right that he was very productive on the run last year when he had to do it. And winning from the pocket is the next step in his progression or his, growing as a player.
Well, just being an accurate thrower. Now, I'm not telling you there's anything wrong with the way he played last year. I'm just saying when you're talking about throwing the ball with that type of frequency, you're either going to open him up to being hit because he's going to come out of the pocket and start running more often, or he needs to be better throwing the ball so that they can have an effective passing game, right?
Yeah, well, what I think what's going to help him compared to Carson, and I'm going to actually defend the Bronco here a little bit, is Carson never played with a player like Devontae Smith that had that level of hands. I mean, Deshaun had great hands, but he only played how many games with him? Like four or
five games. Yeah, four games.
Yeah,
2 years.
So, I mean, Devontae Smith, I think, had the best hands in the draft, like better than Jamar Chase, better than Jalen Waddle. So he catches almost everything thrown his way.
Six drops in his career or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was 7 and 314 targets. So he has to show he can do it in the NFL. That's certainly much different, than college. But that is going to help Jalen's accuracy right there. I mean, he's going to make catches that players on the Eagles, frankly, haven't been making for years.
Elliot Shore Parks, if you want to hear more of him, I'm assuming you're on Go Birds Radio tomorrow between 1 and 3, Elliot?
Absolutely. On tomorrow, 1 to 3 with James Seltzer. Looking forward to it.
Now, will you be shaming Eagles fans that didn't like the second-round draft pick of Dickerson? Like Ike and I have many questions about it. Or are you in favor of the second-rounder or no?
No, I'm not. In fact, when you look at the Eagles' full draft, I think that pick is really what kept it from, in my book, being an A. I just think the risk there at 37, and I know that everyone says, well, he has such great talent, he could be an all-pro player. I would hope that almost everyone you draft at 37 had great talent and potential, right?
Yeah.
I mean, 37 is essentially a first-round pick.
Yes.
So for a team that has dealt so much with injuries, to bring someone into the NFL that's already had four season-ending injuries in 5 years, I mean, that's crazy for college. First of all, the fact he played 5 years, but four of them ended with a season-ending injury, I think it's extremely worrisome. I also think everyone says he's going to be the next center. He's a big player to be center. He's like, 6'6", 3-something? I mean, he's a big guy, so I don't even know if he projects that well in the middle. So, I like the idea of building through the offensive line. I get the logic. I just think the risk is way too much at 37 for a player like him.
All right, so we actually have some breaking Eagles news here from Adam Schefter.
Breaking news.
And I wondered that when Kerryon Johnson from the Lions got released, former second-round pick, if the Eagles would take a shot at him, well, they have. They have put in a waiver claim, and they were awarded Kerryon Johnson.
Yep.
Per Drew Rosenhaus.
Love it.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, look, obviously the running back position's crowded now. Miles Sanders, Kenneth Gainwell, Kerryon Johnson. But the Eagles are a place, in my opinion, where just collect as much talent as you can and figure it out, right? Like, I'm not
yes.
going
yes.
to pick up Kerryon Johnson
yes.
just because it's going to take away from Miles Sanders' touches. And I like the Kenneth Gainwell pick a lot, but he's a rookie that's never played. Kerryon Johnson, former high prospect, has experience. Probably not great news for Jordan Howard or Boston Scott. I don't think either of them are on the one or the other is on the roster now. They both won't be making it. But, yeah, I like this decision by the Eagles.
Mm.
Yeah, and that's the fact that Jordan Howard and Boston Scott are one step closer to not being on this team. We all should be celebrating, even though we don't think it's a good idea right now. Boston Scott, nice little story. But when you're talking about being a team that actually is talking about winning anything of significance, we got to up the level of talent on the team. And the Boston Scotts and the Greg Wards of the world are for teams that win 6, 7, and 8 games a season. Come on, man. I mean, yeah, that reminds me of offensive weapons we played with. So if you're gonna play, if you're gonna play with those type of offensive weapons, then you had better have a top five defense because you can't score enough points with Greg Wards and Boston Scotts out there and Travis Fogelms.
Yeah, and I would say that as we try to figure out what type of offense Sirianni is going to be running, obviously we think it's going to be a lot like what they did in Indianapolis. It's becoming clear that the running backs are going to be a huge part of this offense, and I think in the passing. Kerryon Johnson, the guy that if you get him out in space, he's dangerous, right? As
yep.
Same as Kenneth Gainwell, same as Miles Sanders. So as we were just talking about, I do believe they're going to throw the ball a ton, but maybe a lot more of these targets than we're thinking are going to be going to running backs. Because if those are going to be your three running backs, all those guys are dangerous in space and in the passing game. So maybe that's the strategy they're going with.
Elliot, thank you, brother. Appreciate it. I'll listen to you tomorrow.
Hey, Elliot, I tell you what, man, you're getting a lot smarter. The less you talk about Carson Wentz, the smarter you sound as a football guy. I tell you, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. You're growing as a football guy.
He's come a long way.
It's a lot easier to break down that season,
though,
you know? So it's a good time.
All right, ESP.
All right, brother.
I'll talk to you guys soon.
So Kerryon Johnson has played in the league for 3 years. So they're mm-hmm. picking up. He was a second-round pick. So they're picking up the fourth year of his contract. So you have one more year left on the contract. It's a second round. I don't even know how much guaranteed money there'd be on that. He's not making
it. No, it's just a salary.
Right, just the salary. So you're not really, you could just release him if he didn't work out. His rookie year in Detroit, he had 641 rushing yards, averaged 5.4 a carry. Also had 32 receptions for 213 yards and another touchdown. So, like, I mean, I agree with you. They're clearly looking at, A, upgrading their running back position. B,
yes.
Hedging against if Gainwell. I mean, listen, they also drafted, what's his name? We were just talking about him today. The running back that had the most yards in...
Pumphrey.
Yeah, Danelle Pumphrey. They drafted him, too. He couldn't play a lick. So just because they drafted somebody that looks good in college doesn't mean squat. So they're making sure they're upgrading their running back position. I love it.
Oh, no doubt about it. And here's the other thing that I like about having a new coaching staff. They don't have any obligations to these guys.
Any of them, yep.
It's Greg Wards and all that. And I know I sound like I'm picking on Greg Ward.
Well.
But no, it bothered me that a team that has championship aspirations has Greg Ward as their starting third wide receiver. It makes no sense.
The most targets of any receiver.
Yeah, it makes no sense. And you expect to go out there and win football games with guys like that as your best targets. No, that's nonsense. So out with Doug and his lack of ability to actually know what a damn receiver looks like or any other offensive skill position player. Because, by the way, Doug was here when they drafted Danelle Pumphrey, right?
Yes.
So he had to sign off on that nonsense. So now we got new coaches in here with fresh eyes coming from an organization that had a GM that knew what the hell they were looking for and how to build a team. I'm looking at that Indianapolis Colts backfield the way it used to be. Marlon Mack. What's the kid, 21, I'm thinking of?
Jonathan Taylor.
What? Before they even had Jonathan Taylor. Hines. That's what I'm thinking of. Naheem Hines. And then you had one more. It was another guy that was there with him.
Who got carries as well.
Yeah, you had Hines. You had Mack. And there was another one before Jonathan Taylor.
Mm.
That I can't think of right now. But they normally had three backs that they would roll with.
Yeah, I mean, Nick Sirianni talked about wanting to run the football, and they certainly did that.
They had
Jordan Wilkins.
Yeah, Jordan
there Wilkins. Was Wilkins, yes. That was the other guy that was in there.
Who, he was actually the second leading rusher on the team. You had Hines, you had Wilkins, you had Jonathan Williams, and you had Marlon Mack. Mm-hmm. How about that? Four of them. So, I mean, I'm trying to think if they could carry four backs. One of them would need to play special teams.
Yes.
But has Boston Scott played special teams? I mean,
Clement's a good special teams player.
Yeah. Corey, yep. I forgot Corey was still here.
Yeah, so did
is
everyone.
He still here?
No, he is not.
No, Corey's
a free agent.
Yeah, he's a free agent.
Well, for now.
Good point by Jack.
Goes Jason Peters.
Yes. We got it. Yeah, we have a...
Oh, so it's the Peters thing where the swipe
card
still works.
Believe me, they would bring him back, yes.
Well, and this just keeps right in line with Sirianni saying competition to every position, you know?
Yep. Also shows you they're going to run the football.
Yeah.
Which they should.
Yes.
Which they should.
It's a good way to keep the quarterback in a down and distance manageable situation. Right? It's a way to be able to do that. That's what Frank Reich understood, that the 2 years he was here with Doug, right? And how many times last year did we get third and longs?
Because
Doug don't want to run the ball on first and second down.
So early Andy Reid, it was running the football, but it was also the short slant. He didn't mind getting 4 yards to James Thrash on a slant because he wanted a second and six. Yep. And he would run the ball, and now it's third and three, down in distance, especially when Donovan wasn't the best passer in his first 2 years in the league, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what I would do.
Yeah, you got to do the whole asking the coach why he isn't throwing the ball more in that thing. That has to stop.
Yes.
But you can't have that. Because here's the thing, or you got to have a coach, which I don't know if Nick is in this position to do this, but when your offensive line was as tattered as it was last year, the injuries to almost everybody, you need a coach that'll say, we got to run the freaking football. We can't throw the ball now.
Yeah, like, listen, owner, Mr. Lurie, I understand what you're saying, but this is why I'm doing that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes. Exactly. And if you won't fire me, fire me.
Yep.
But, like, I mean, my goodness, part of my concern is I got an old offensive line that's often injured.
And well, they got a second round pick in the same mold.
and then we added a second round pick.
I'm sorry, I just can't
help
it.
It's injured now.
Yeah.
I'm glad Elliot's smartened up there.
See that?
Yeah. Well,
he's probably been listening to us all week too. I don't know. Maybe. Well, not a lot of people on our side. I was listening to Rube last night. He actually agrees with us as well.
Football people.
Yeah, football people, yes. Except Jack. Jack's the only
one
who likes
it. Which I'm actually surprised at you, Jack.
I heard him talk.
I'm telling you, he's gonna give the Kelce speech when the Eagles win the Super Bowl in like 5 years.
Okay, I'm with you. I'll take it.
And I do think they need a culture change. And I know that he's got the injury, but he's just a special guy. And I think I just buy into him, man. I love him.
Now, listen, you're buying into him, but everybody just wants the blah, 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 the injuries.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
Right. Doesn't he want to hear it? Yeah, I know. Injuries, don't bring it up.
The trump card always is, I'm betting on a guy like him. Like, what does that even mean? You're betting on a guy like that. How could you bet against 80% season-ending injury surgeries?
He played 21 straight dominant games in the SEC. 21. That's over a season. Isn't it?
So you're telling me he'll play a season in some games. And
all
then
I'm saying is, whose side do you want to be on? Me, Baldy, Ross Tucker, Howie Roseman,
or Elliot and Rube?
Or Elliot, Rube, John Marks, and Ike Reed.
Well, Ike certainly.
Yes, roll with us, man.
Yes.
Because we are unemotionally attached.
Yeah.
This show is not attached to the Eagles at all.
The minute he pancakes somebody, it will be all over.
Oh, we're in then. Yeah, we're in.
He can do that. So our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Mother's Day. It's a couple days away here. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you with a gift from Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville right on Route 309. They'll have anything that you're looking for mom. Online, you can shop online too, marks-jewelers.com. So it's about what you expect from Donta Smith coming up this season. Is asking for 1,000 yards from Devonta Smith unreasonable? Also, the off-the-field Philly sports moments. An anniversary of Allen Iverson with the for who, for what practice is today. Almost 20 years ago, Jason Kelce has been mentioned with his parade speech,
yes,
which is definitely a number one seed. We talked about the Eric Lindros trade, the notable off the field memory, and Dave wanted to fill us in on what happened that day. Dave, what's up, buddy? How are you?
How you doing, guys? First time caller.
Hi, Dave. What did I miss? Dave? Fill in the blanks.
Not really too much. What happened was that Lindros was drafted by the Nordiques, as we all know. He didn't want to go to the Nordiques. So he sat out a year and went back to juniors. That the draft where he went to the Flyers, where the trade was between the Rangers and the Flyers, was the following year, not a couple days later. What he did was he went back to the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League and played there. And then the following year, the day of the draft, which was a year later.
That's where he would lose the rights to him, so they had to make the trade.
Right. So they made it, and Marcelo Boone was the owner of the Nordiques.
Okay.
And he made the deal with Jay Snyder and then went ahead and then tried to make another deal with the Rangers because I don't know what the Rangers offered. But evidently, he thought the Rangers might have offered a little more. I don't know why, because they got Hextall, they got Peter Forsberg, they got Mike Ritchie, and $15 million.
Right.
So when I talked to, I think, Jack's the producer.
Yes.
I sounded like you were wrong. I didn't want to come off as being.
No, it's okay.
No, you know. I just wanted to say, because I'm a huge follower of Flyers. I had season tickets for over, saw two Stanley Cups and all that stuff. I'm an old man. I'm in my 70s now. But
well, thanks for, because Dave, I appreciate it. Sometimes I remember stuff from back then, Ike.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't remember the details, and that's what it was. The Nordiques drafted Lindros. They told them not to draft. We're not going to go. They drafted him anyway. So they made the trade before his rights expired, and he would go back into the draft.
Man, that was
pretty dramatic.
Yeah, I was going to say, my goodness, it's pretty complicated.
By the way, you guys are
drafting this dude.
You guys are ripping Landon Dickerson. He just got engaged, so it's been a big week for Landon.
Nobody's ripping Landon Dickerson.
And Mike and KOP saying that he tore his ACL bending down the knee. It's like, come on.
Don't lump us in there with Mad
you,
Mike.
You, Mad Mike.
Do not lump us in there with him. But Landon got, I tell you,
man.
Was it another player that got
Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence got
Trevor Lawrence, yes.
Yeah, he's 21 years old.
Yeah.
Engaged.
Young guy's coming out, man. Married.
What an idiot. Who would ever do that?
It's good for a quarterback to not be out running
you
around.
You got engaged in the second grade.
Yeah.
What a loser, right?
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. The one thing you worry about is that you don't get married too early to where you didn't get a chance to live your life, and now you're 30 years old, and you're like, man, I'm getting divorced.
Well, don't talk about battle like that.
battle.
Now, you know what? I honestly think it's a good idea. You find the right girl, go ahead and marry her.
That's right. Everybody's different, right?
Yeah. I mean, listen.
If I would have been 21.
It's tough to find a good girl out there nowadays, man.
Is it? I mean, where do you find them? What app? That's what I'm saying.
That's why Ben Livingston left this job, and now he's working for a dating app.
And he's probably having fun with the dating app. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. All your phone calls coming up next on Devontae Smith and notable off-the-field moments in Philadelphia sports history. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, you hear us talking about Marks Jewelers all the time, and you hear me talking about my friend Jim from Marks Jewelers and his unbelievable staff, right? Here's the thing. Jim is really my jeweler. It's just like when you need a place to get your car fixed, you need an electrician, you need somebody to come over and fix, because I can't do that, right? And Jim is my jeweler. So I know when I go to Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, I'm getting the best selection of high-quality diamond rings on the market, watches, any type of jewelry that you're looking for. Mark's Jewelers is the place to go. Best price, best selection, knowledgeable staff. It is a family-run small business in our area. I want to go to that place. And this isn't some tiny shop along a row in the city, and this isn't the place in the mall. This is a 15,000-square-foot show place. You won't believe how amazing it is. Jim and his staff make it safe and secure so you can shop in comfort for Mother's Day or any other special occasion. Get in there today. Get in there tomorrow. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville on Route 309. Jim is the jeweler that I trust, and he should be the one that you trust, too. Their website online, marks-jewelers.com.
Phillies baseball.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.